This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles. One of the big and often overlooked aspects of the recent corporate scandals was companies doling out huge loans to their executives, often interest-free and with no repayment deadline. They're not allowed to do that anymore, but the practice is apparently alive and well in the nonprofit sector. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Hi, Tess.
Hello, Madeline.
So, Tess, what's going on here?
Well, the Chronicle of Philanthropy looked into nonprofits with annual revenues of at least $25,000 and found that more than 1,000 of them had outstanding loans to their executives and board members, in total worth about $142 million. Now, I should say that's a pretty small fraction of all the charities that they looked into, but the fact that it happens at all is at the very least disturbing to those who watch the nonprofit community. And this is happening at some pretty well-known charitable institutions like the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston, the National Geographic Society, and the Guggenheim Foundation.
And how do these loans work, and why are they so controversial?
It depends how the loan is structured, but really just like what we saw with the loans being handed out to executives in the for-profit world, there are some really large sums involved here. At one charity, they gave an incoming executive a $2 million interest-free loan to get a penthouse condo in San Francisco. I spoke with Diana Aviv, the president of Independent Sector. That's an umbrella group for big charities around the country. And she says this is just antithetical to what they're supposed to be doing, and it's financially risky.
Nonprofit organizations are not banks. They don't have the technical expertise to check to see that that individual is able to repay their loans. They don't do the kind of due diligence that banks do to make sure that their loans are good. It's very complicated when nonprofits, whose mission is something different than making loans, get into this kind of business.
Now, she does say that there are some legitimate reasons for things like helping out with home loans, especially in big cities where home prices are outrageous. Charities want to be able to attract qualified executives, so sometimes you might offer a loan as part of a pay package, but perhaps not for a penthouse condo overlooking San Francisco Bay.
Perhaps not. So how are they able to get away with this if it's illegal now for corporations to do this?
Well, it's only been illegal for corporate America, actually, since the Sarbanes-Oxley Corporate Reform Act was passed about a year and a half ago. And now the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Charles Grassley, is saying, in light of this investigation, that those rules should probably apply to nonprofits as well. Right now, there really aren't any federal laws about nonprofits giving loans to their lenders. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, more fallout at the BBC. Could privatization be on the way?
Tess Viglund of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you.